A useful point away from home, Alan, but on balance, you had enough chances to win, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, the dressing room was one of disappointment. And I said to him, not often you come to Goodison Park and get a draw and be disappointed, but good. That's a good feeling to have because you should have won it. A couple of chances. The keeper's made a couple of great saves and they've been a bit lucky on the rebounds. And then Solomon hits the bar. We wasn't great with the ball today. I think we've played better than that with the ball. But without it, we were terrific and made it very difficult for Everton. Got the crowd where we wanted them. Made it frustrated. They had all their offensive players on. And when you do that, it leaves gaps at the back. And that's really where we should have won it in that last sort of period. But before the game, point. Yeah, take that. Let's win our home games. And we're showing signs that we can win games. And that's very, very important for our well-being in our minds.
An excellent start to the game. Jay Rodriguez has taken the goal really well, hasn't he?
Yeah, and I thought he was good as well. I mean, Solomon, I mean, obviously this was a day...
you played well.
Thank you, Phil. this was a day in the tributes for Cyril Regis, and in terms of a performance in a number nine shirt, wow. Solomon certainly... did his legacy no harm at all with that. If Cyril was watching from upstairs, he would have enjoyed it. It was a good display from the front two, and we've been working hard on them in their link-up play and everything, and I thought that showed at times today.
Bill Kenwright offering his congratulations as he walked past there.
Yeah, he's very
good. It's cool, Bill. He's getting in on my on my radio.
You had to get round Solomon, though, after the challenge with James McCarthy that led to the serious injury. Unfortunately, he was visibly very badly affected by that.
Yeah, I've been on a football pitch, and once you hear a crack sometimes, it's very disturbing. And obviously, he knew straight away, you could tell. And such a shame for James McCarthy, who's only come into the team today, I believe, to get that injury. But it did affect Solomon, and it took us a while to get him back with us, really. He's such a caring lad, and he's got that soft side to him, the staff did well to get him back because he finished the game strong as well.
And you are making progress now. The two wins, this is a very useful point. So things are moving in the right direction, although you're still bottom but one in the table. It's a positive outlook, isn't it, really?
I think so. I think, you know, if you saw West Brom fans who were in the corner, we're probably going, I'm feeling disappointed that they haven't won. Mm-hmm. So that's a good feeling, as I said to the players. Let it hurt you this weekend because, you know, we can't, we got to start winning games. We know that. This was an opportunity that showed that we're at the level. And you're at a level against a team that had Sigurdsson on the pitch, Rooney on the pitch, Yala Balassi on the pitch, you know, some big, big players, Theo Walcock on the pitch. So we subdued them to very small chances. And okay, we're disappointed, but it's a point.
And just finally from me, Johnny Evans okay because he was in the wars a bit today, wasn't he?
Yeah, we had another bang on the head. So our centre halves need to protect themselves a little bit more. We'll go and edit. I don't know what happened. I'm only kidding. Hopefully, he'll be all right.